Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Bianca
and Bryce
with your 8am Zlines. In local news, there have been calls for a corruption probe into the Gold Coast mayor after his purchase of the Surfers Paradise Bowls Club site. Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate confirmed that his consortium, Creston Proprietary Limited, bought the final parcel of land in June of this year. The purchase, which was settled in early July, was the final section of the land to be purchased, with Tate initially purchasing the clubhouse in 2005, as well as the bowling green in 2007. The price of those two sales totaled $2.1 million, which was substantially less than the $7 million the club had been offered by other interested parties in 2005. In a statement he released on Wednesday, Tate said, quote, that land being seized by council land when the Turners bought it onto an open market, end quote. Former New South Wales Court of Appeal judge and chair of the Centre for Public Integrity, Anthony Wheely, said that the matter should be referred to the Crime and Corruption Commission on account of Tate being able to secure the property for, quote, much less than what it's actually worth, end quote. Today marks the last day of use for the My TransLink app, a service created by TransLink in an attempt to ease use of Queensland's public transport system. The original app, which garnered a mere 2.3 stars on the App Store, resulted in many complaints of it being, quote, useless and confusing, end quote, along with the inability to sync go-card balances. The replacement app, deftly named TransLink, was created due to Microsoft ending support for its free open-source developer platform, forcing TransLink to create a new journey planning app. The new app, which has been available for the last year, has obtained a rating of a mere 1.4 stars due to a lack of important features, with users saying the TransLink app seemed to have none of the features that were actually useful from the previous app and, quote, just a bunch of new features that are useless, end quote.
In national news, it has been 5 months since the algal bloom was first detected in South Australia on the Fleurieu Peninsula, with residents saying it is impacting their physical and mental well-being. Health advice from the South Australian government states that while Carinia mikimotoi is toxic to marine life, the algal bloom is not toxic to humans and does not cause any long-term health issues. However, exposure to the algae via swimming or sea spray can lead to skin and eye irritations, as well as respiratory issues like shortness of breath or coughing. It is recommended that people avoid swimming at infected beaches for the time being. A new large-scale recycling facility in New South Wales is set to allow Australians to recycle soft plastics for the first time since 2022. The soft plastic processed engineered commodity facility, located on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, can turn up to 14,000 tonnes a year of soft plastics into recyclable pellets or flakes. This follows the collapse of RedCycle in 2022, the national supermarket-based collection scheme, with the facility currently processing tens of thousands of tonnes of plastic left over from the scheme's collapse. The plant will process soft plastics from in-store collection points, which are set to be introduced at supermarkets across the country, along with council bin collection programs. And for our international story, a Thai Buddhist monk has been arrested over allegations of embezzlement of donations made to a care home he operated. Long for Alongkot, who had established a temple hospice for patients with HIV, AIDS, other influences, along with educating patients' children, was arrested without force yesterday. It comes a week after he stood down amidst rumours of mishandled funds. Police also arrested an influencer who had helped raise funds for the temple under suspicion of misused temple donations when the investigation was expanded to include Alongkot.
For your weather today, Brisbane is going to have a warm one. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.